let
it.
Me out.
I got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay, that is the last of it. We officially live together.
I'm so excited, babe. Or should I say roomie?
Yeah.
Yeah, when a chick move in, that's usually the beginning of the end. You don't know a chick until you live with her for a couple of years. The sex slowly start to dry up. You start to see all of her disgusting, despicable habits. You know, you see how she act when she in a bad mood, just everything. How she react to certain situations. Moving in and then after the kids are born, that's another big milestone that tear relationships apart. Because that's a whole nother level of stress and worry and things to nitpick about. You're not holding the baby right. You ain't feeding the baby right. You don't help with the baby enough. It's a whole nother layer of bullshit for the bitch about. And then when y'all move in, oh, you ain't helping clean enough. Way more opportunities for fights to start over dumb shit.
What is this? This is so cool. I've never seen this before. I feel like we're getting closer with every second that we live together. What is it? What's the story behind this?
Oh, that's a gift that I got.
From?
From my ex-girlfriend,
actually. Ooh. Cool.
Okay, don't do that.
What am I doing? Nothing. I just said it was cool. I said it was cool before I even knew who it was from, because it's cool.
See, yeah, this is the bullshit you got to put up with. I would have never told her that that was from my ex. Like, that was just a stupid decision, because you already know how women are going to overreact and make it a big deal. And he probably would hear about that for the next year, year and a half, if not forever.
But my life is good. Really good. I get to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and make some soup.
Don't ever fall for that trick about, oh, I've been single, you know, I'm 24, but I've never had a relationship, I've been single. That does not mean she haven't been getting her back blown out. It just means she hasn't been in a traditional relationship. So yeah, ask a lot of questions about that. Okay, you're 22 and you've never been in a relationship, you've been single, you know, your whole life, why is that? She better have some good fucking answers. Like, my dad was super religious, he was super strict or something like that. But the next question is, are you a virgin, though? That's the next question. I highly doubt it.
He's the best. I love it.
I'm not a young man, baby. These kids these days, they call everybody bro. So two girls, two female friends will call each other bro. Or a young man will call his girlfriend bro. Obviously, if you have a brain, you know this makes no sense because bro is short for brother. Now, her problem with the guy calling her bro isn't that it doesn't make sense. We know women don't care about shit making sense. Her problem with it is it gives off a vibe that they're just friends. That's her problem with it. And it's probably a guy that she likes. But yeah, I'm so tired of that bro shit. Mike. Exactly. Stalking a pretty girl on her Instagram highlights to compare your life to hers. See, they should have never gave these bitches Instagram, because that's all they're going to do with it. They're going to use it to get attention, and they're going to use it to compare their lives to some other bitch life she don't know. Or to spy on people she do know to make sure her life is still better than theirs. All toxic shit that just make them more depressed, more stressed out, and more miserable. And guess what? If you're her boyfriend, you're going to get the brunt of that. So yeah, fuck Instagram.
I'm a 46F with two kids. My husband died 18 months ago and I have been thinking about possibly dating.
Okay, we always talk about older women dating and how don't feel sorry for them and all that. This is one of the situations where I'm starting off and I actually have some empathy for the woman. She's 46, she was married with two kids and her husband died. It's okay. So as long as she don't fuck it up somewhere in this, you know, post, I can be on her side this whole time. Change of pace.
I really don't know. I'm terrified. What is the usual protocol for dating now? I'm somewhat attractive, I think, but I'm not someone who wears high heels and lots of makeup.
Okay, so, I mean, that could be a good thing. You know, a woman who don't wear a lot of makeup or don't need to wear a lot of makeup is usually a good thing in a guy's eyes. unless you're not that attractive and need to wear makeup, and then that's not so great. But here's the thing from the guy's perspective. Even if a woman is 46 and she do have a good reason to be single, you know, because her husband died, this situation is still probably not going to be good for the guy that comes into it. She's not ever going to get over her husband. So you have to deal with, you know, navigating that. And then these kids, it's going to be hard for them to warm up to you. So, I mean, even in this situation, it's probably not a good deal for the guy.
I'm somewhat attractive, I think, but I'm not someone who wears high heels and lots of makeup. I am also not into fashion.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of a nerd and very introverted. Is there even hope for someone like me? My friends group consists of married people and a few widows. I feel like I am living someone else's life. Suddenly single and dating at 46.
Well, look, yeah, you're gonna have to put in some effort now. You're 46 with two kids and your husband died. I mean, as far as the dating market, that's not looking like a appealing meal, so to speak. So, yeah, you're going to have to start putting in some effort into being more extroverted, putting yourself out there, putting, you know, some thought into how you dress, maybe putting on a little makeup. But, yeah, you're going to have to step it up if you want to find somebody with that resume. But I hope you find it.
As a girl roughly in my age range, how much of a red flag would you consider it to be if a guy you were interested in had never had a girlfriend by 25? Over the last few years, I've recognized my poor behavior and done a lot of work on myself. I've been to the gym, got a new job, and just generally improve my mental health and outlook on life, and I finally feel like I could be in a healthy romantic relationship.
That's good, man. You're doing all the right things. I would say just don't do all those things so you can get in a relationship. Trust me, they overrated. You know, but those things can improve your, you know, your dating life for sure.
Got a new job and just generally improve my mental health and outlook on life, and I finally feel like I could be in a healthy romantic relationship. My major concern now is that due to most people my age being well experienced in dating, others might see it as weird. What would be the best approach to this if a girl asked about my past? Is it likely to turn someone off?
Yes, it is very likely to turn bitches off. I would just try to word it in a way where it's like, I mean, yeah, I talked to a few girls, you know, nothing serious. I just been focusing on me. Word it like that. Don't say, oh, yeah, I never dated anyone before. Yeah, that's not going to come off good at all.
Hi, all. I, 30F, usually don't sleep with men early on, but my date, 28M, and I went out on the town. Drank a good bit. Headed back to his place and had sex that evening and again the next morning.
I'm calling Cap. Women who don't do one-night stands, just don't do them. I mean, any woman can do anything under the right circumstances. Never forget that. But I get a weird vibe just from reading that she full of shit. And she's done one-night stands plenty of times before. And I feel like the type of women who usually don't do them but did it one time don't go on Reddit to talk about it. I'll just put it like that.
Headed back to his place and had sex that evening and again the next morning. It was really good and I'm into him, but also am still in the very early stages of getting to know him. He said he just got back out into the dating scene, so I'm the first person he's even met up with. He also is in school and off with no school/job responsibilities for the next 2 months. He's not a big texter, so we really just text to make plans. My question is, what do I do? It's obviously too early to ask him to be exclusive, but I also don't feel comfortable sleeping with him again knowing that he might be sleeping with other women.
I mean, yeah, it's too late for that. See, this is how all the women get pumped and dumped by Chad. You know he's not an average Joe if he got a girl who don't usually do one-night stands supposedly to do a one-night stand. He's a hot, tall Chad type. So, yeah, you already fucked him, so just enjoy it a few more times. You're not going to get in a serious relationship. The chances of you getting in a serious relationship with Chad after you already fucked him is slim to none.